So as I mentioned in the introduction, a brand new friend, actually two new friends of the For the People family on the air this morning with me on the award-winning For the People, and so pleased to learn about Rides Plus and the Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers Organization out of Greater New Haven. They've been around quite a long time. Shame on me for not discovering you or learning about you sooner. But thanks to one of our two guests, Hank Meixel, who's a volunteer with the organization, who reached out to us about trying to drum up some volunteers and knowledge of this great organization. We got them now. Dan Kamenga is also on the line. He is the director of Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers. You might hear us refer to them as IVCG. So when we got the note, we learned that this organization is doing critical work providing assistance to seniors with transportation to and from medical appointments, which is a growing concern, especially when you look at things going on in the economy and the shrinking dollar, the more expensive costs it might be to hire a ride service or a van service or pay someone, a retail fee, essentially, to take you to and from a doctor's appointment. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and our thanks to all your predecessors for over the years who have made this happen. Dan, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be part of this organization.
Well, John, thank you so much for having both myself, Hank, and just to be able to talk about the organization and one of our six programs. You know, I come from a long history of nonprofit engagement, nonprofit service, and management. I've been with the organization now just over 4 years. I live in Hamden with my family, and I've really fallen in love with this organization. I started, in fact, as an interim director. At the time, the board had been trying to deal with a fairly quick turnover from the former director, and had started to manage the organization themselves, which was just not sustainable. Mm. And so I started out as an interim director, and, you know, it all seemed like a good idea for a short time, but then it turned into a long-term thing because I fell in love with it, and friends in the community, other folks, you know, through the Chamber of Commerce and others, I'd be at meetings, people say, oh, when's the real director going to come? And I said, well, you know, let's talk to the board, see what they want to do. And they said, well, you know, you should be the real director, Dan.
That's great.
It's been a good journey.
It was a foster that turned into an adoption.
That's yeah, absolutely. But fantastic. You know, look, it's not about me,
no,
John.
No,
about the community. This organization is so interesting, right?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, because you really hooked me when we had a pre interview call yesterday, and you described Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers as the ultimate grassroots organization.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, this is the child, the organization itself, right, is the child of an organization that is no longer with us, and that was called the Downtown Cooperative Ministries.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really the historical, you know, social action efforts in the New Haven community, started out with congregations on the green. It grew to a coalition, essentially Abrahamic religions, but it fostered and created several different really amazing nonprofits like Downtown Evening Soup Kitchen and Columbus House and what's now called Capital for Change. And of course, Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers. And it's only my opinion, John, but I do think in some ways IVCG has sort of taken on the DNA spirit of DCM. Mm. In the closest way possible, you know, in terms of being very open-hearted, we're agnostic in terms of, wanting to help people regardless of the circumstance, right? That's fundamental.
So you described Rides Plus as one of six initiatives, and I think you just touched on a few of them. Can you just take a snapshot of each of the others and describe them?
Yeah, real briefly, because I do think it's important for us today to talk about rides, especially with our friend Hank here, who chairs our volunteer committee for that program. But we have other programs. There's two are kind of what we think of as sister programs, Food Force and Diapers for Dignity. Okay. Mm. Those programs go out every Saturday with volunteers. And we're delivering right now. We have 197 seniors in need that we're visiting with on a rotating basis. And we're delivering food in conjunction with a partnership with Lowe's and Fish's Food Pantry.
Yes.
And incontinence program products, right, that we hold and manage for those folks. So there's those two programs. Of course, the Rides program. We have a program called the Connecticut Garden Collaborative, which is really about engaging seniors and others, but primarily seniors each year in a co-creative process focused around outdoor experience and connection that humans have to natural spaces. And so it doesn't take a strictly, you know, religious flavor because we are open to everybody, but it really, I think, harnesses our innate interest in what's beyond, right?
Yes,
what's
yes.
outside
sure.
of our walls. And so that's the Connecticut Garden Collaborative. And then we have our newest adoption is called Experience Corps of Greater New Haven. Really fantastic program that helps K through third graders bring those folks up to fluency skills with their reading. Okay. And all the tutors are folks that are 50 years and over. And we're the only Experience Corps program in the state of Connecticut. It's now been going on. We're going into our 21st year in service, and it's been over 30 years nationally. We're part of a national network of 16 programs, all stewarded or supported, at least through training and best practices from the AARP Foundation.
Yes.
And so that's an intergenerational program that really gives dignity and purpose to our senior tutors. Mm. And then finally, we are an anchor partner of what's called the Volunteer Engagement Group of Greater New Haven. This is a coalition of nonprofits and some individuals that are focused on elevating volunteerism in our community, making volunteerism easier, accessible, personal, joyful, helping people regardless. They can join and be a part of our direct service programs or others. It's okay wow. with us if people get involved with other organizations. We just want them to be connected to community. We're real concerned. You mentioned economy earlier, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we're real concerned about the social connection.
Sure.
That people need, right? Especially with technology the way it is, people are becoming isolated and less connected.
Well, that is an amazing coalition. And the reason why it was important for us to touch on those is because if there's people that are listening that can't participate in Rides Plus, maybe they can plug their support or volunteer time into one of the others. So I believe carenewhaven.org is the umbrella website under which everybody can learn about all that you do.
That's correct. Yeah, we do have four domains that we manage, but that's our main domain, carenewhaven.org. And if you poke around long enough in there, you can basically get to everything. So that's a good place to start.
And really, the most important things that we can do are to ask people to consider either donating to support one or the full scope of the agency, or to come and volunteer. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a world that, you know, we can with help, with partnership, right? The old phrase comes to mind, many hands make light work, John.
Yes. Yes.
And so, you know, a little bit with us goes a whole long way. You know, the dollar is very highly leveraged with IVCG because of our dedicated volunteers. And you're really not going to find a better deal as a philanthropist, in my opinion. We're a very tiny organization if you look at our 990s, our financials, but we're big in terms of impact. You know, I was looking at some data, John, since I've been here just over 4 years, we've provided over 12,000 rides to seniors in need to get them to and from the doctor appointment. Think about the economic impact, the billable services for all those doctors, right?
Sure.
I mean, you know, folks might want to keep this thing going, right? It's yes. a good thing to keep going. So that's a real good value, but you said it best, and that is, you know, folks can participate in the way that works for them and contribute philanthropically or get involved as a volunteer. We want people to have joy so they come back.
Well, since volunteers are the heart and soul of the organization, there's nobody better than you, Dan, to tell us about Hank Meixel.
Well, Hank is really a sweetheart of a guy. He's a wonderful person, and he's a community guy. He cares. His heart is, you know, bigger than most I've met. And he and I have now kind of become friends over a couple of years, and you can hear about how he got involved. But, you know, I've been trying over the past couple of years, slowly but surely, we're starting to make progress. Hank's a great model and exemplar in this way that where folks can say, listen, you know, let me take a leadership role, right? I'm the only full-time person in this organization, John, in terms of staff. We're a volunteer organization, right? And the way this scales up is for folks to find their passion area and to help steward just a piece of the puzzle, right? Don't have to do everything, but you can steward a piece of the puzzle. And that's what Hank is doing. So he is an active volunteer. He has that direct service experience, and he's paying attention to community in important ways. But, you know, clearly this is also the exciting thing for me is that, you know, he's willing to think about his peers, help support his peers, be an advocate for his peers, right? So that's really where the magic happens.
All right. Hank, I'm feeling the love for you, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
How do you outdo that? I mean, we're going to have to clip that out and send you that as a MP3, and you could put it on your on your phone as a ringtone or something.
Retirement
right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
So, what's your backstory, Hank? What led up to the engagement with the Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers?
Well, John, I've lived in Hamden over 40 years, taught Spanish at Hamden Hall for 21 years. So I've been part of the community, but never really took, I didn't have time to do anything except be part of my family and teach.
Yes.
When I retired, we had been away for a couple of years at another job. And when we came back, I was retired and wanted to do something. I didn't want to be just mowing the lawn and taking care of the...
Peeling the potatoes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So a next-door neighbor was part of IVCG, and she mentioned it to me, the rides program. I love to drive. I've always loved to be in a car. So when she mentioned it to me, I jumped at the opportunity and signed up and became an avid advocate. And I drive two or three times a week. And have met some wonderful, wonderful people. It's expanded my experience in life, knowing people from completely different backgrounds than mine.
Yeah, you spent decades teaching, and now you're kind of being the quiet one and learning.
I'm the learner. Yeah,
that's great. That's incredible.
But I can't begin to describe the kinds of backgrounds my clients, as we call them, have, and they're so happy to share their lives with me, and they all appreciate what Rides Plus gives them so much. So it's a joyous experience for both the drivers and the clients. My interest right now is trying to find ways to encourage other retirees or not. You know, you don't have to
anybody.
Be retired to do this, but you have to be over a certain age. Was it 50?
Well, no, for the rides, you can actually be any legal driver with a good driving background. We do have to do a background check, could join the program. And there's no required number of rides that you would take each week or month. We have some folks like Hank that are frequent flyers, and then there are others that are very infrequent, but they're still part of the team. It's always a volunteer choice in terms of which rides and how many rides you do. Mm-hmm. We never force or expect certain things, right, from our volunteers.
Sure.
I think one of the other beauties of the program is the drivers get to choose rides that are compatible with the driver's schedules. Mm-hmm. In other words, I look at the manifest and look at who needs a ride when, and I compare that with my own personal schedule. And if I'm free and it's convenient, and in many cases, if I know the client, I'll sign him or her up. So it's not an obligatory feeling. It's very open.
Okay. Do you get to build relationships with individuals who utilize the service as clients on a regular basis? I'm not going to say preferred riders, but yeah. You have reoccurring riders.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's one.
There are quite a few dialysis patients who rely on our service, and because for me they're convenient rides, I have 3 or 4 people I see quite often, and we've developed a very good relationship.
Oh, that's nice. I have to believe that you've heard countless times what a difference that you and the other volunteers make in terms of the ability for these people to get the best care for themselves and have a greater and more sustainable life as a result of being able to rely on someone to get them back and forth to medical appointments.
Oh, yeah. You know, the gratitude is so deep. A few of them actually donate, give donations at the end of the ride. They don't have to, but they feel so strongly about the purpose of IVCG and rides that they want to thank in tangibly. Thank us for what we do.
Right. Well, then let's wrap things up by just kind of laying out some of the specific things people might need to know to participate in Rides Plus, the kind of the fine print and the business end of it. And Dan or Hank, you can either speak to it. We already heard that for Rides Plus, if you have a good driving record, pass the background check, and are licensed in Connecticut, you can participate. Are there other criteria for participation?
Well, that's a great question, John. That's really the heart of it. Folks have to be a little persistent in the beginning. We find folks that are part of the family have a direct, easy way to reach me, and we're frequently in contact. But I get, outreach from a lot of people. So sometimes the beginning experience can be a bottleneck. So I do want to say that is to be persistent. Okay. You get through that background check, get through the training. We will orient folks. Folks need to be a little bit comfortable with a computer, but it's quite easy. We're working with an app. We're actually part of a national network called ITN America or ITN Country. ITN America is the nonprofit in Maine. ITN Country is the network. That stands for Independent Transportation Network. So this is really, it's neighbors helping neighbors, the original. You may hear that term elsewhere, but this is the original neighbors helping neighbors concept. And this is the one program we've been doing now for almost 43 years. That's the heart of it, is to really be open and accessible. We're in effect providing information. We curate those requests from our senior clients, and then it's up to the volunteers to take requests or not. There's no obligation. We do provide as much backup support as possible, although that's where our limits are in terms of financials. We're very constrained financially, you know, but contributions can help us expand our ability to back up our volunteers. Okay. And then one other thing that's important to note is we do own one vehicle currently, and volunteers can opt into being what we call VinFast certified. Our buddies over at Premier Auto Group with VinFast help us with that vehicle. And so we're hoping eventually to have a second vehicle so we can have better geographic distribution. But folks can drive this electric vehicle if they want. It's under IVCG's insurance. Or they can drive their own. Most of the volunteers drive their own vehicle, but there is an option there.
And what is the service jurisdiction?
Well, it's we say Greater New Haven, so we're very flexible, and that's one of the things that differentiates us from other type of ride programs. The big things, it's really A, our flexibility, and B, our personal connection, right? It's relational. It's not transactional. So that's what differentiates us, but you know, we won't go beyond the county of New Haven. So we're only within the county. We don't spend much time on the outskirts. You know, sure. We're not in Madison very often, as an example, you know, but we are in sort of the New Haven city.
That's the bullseye. Bound, yeah, that's the bullseye.
And all those surrounding towns.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Great. And then for folks who may need your services, what's the criteria for onboarding them?
Yeah, so those folks have to be a client and a rider with us. They have to be over 60 years old, okay, and they have to register with us. And the registration is required through one of our funders. We don't have many funders, but we do receive a grant, a small grant through the Agency on Aging of South Central Connecticut, and that money is actually from the Fed through the Title IIIB Older Americans Act. And because of those details, long story short, it requires us to do a form that the state holds some data. So people have to be willing to register. That means they have to provide, you know, self-identified income and you know, some personal information. Some people don't want to do it and then they can't register. That's understandable. But, you know, folks can do that online. We can help them. Our receptionist is actually a volunteer herself, and she's amazing, puts in so many hours. So, you know, people can get assistance if they need that on the phone.
Very good. All right. Let's wrap it up. Rides Plus, they need you. Particularly if you're a licensed driver that can pass the background check to volunteer for this fantastic grassroots organization that's been doing incredible work in the community for decades. CareNewHaven.org is the website. And our two inspiring guests this morning are the Interfaith Volunteer Caregivers Director, Dan Kamenga, and passionate volunteer Hank Meixel. Thank you both guys for being on the program and introducing me and our audience to this fantastic organization. May it grow and roll on for many years to come, in great part to the gas you guys put in the tank. Thank you so much.